Well, if you've ever been patriotic, there's a song that always kind of hits home for me anyway, and that's Proud to Be an American. And with me today is Lee Greenwood. And Lee, you've made a history with that song. I know you did it in 1983, was the first time it's played, but it's, every time you hear it, it never gets old, and it's really a traditional song that at every 4th of July that people get to listen to and are pretty proud of.
Well, that gives me a great deal of pride, you know, and maybe that's one of the key words that triggers people's emotions in the song. Proud to be an American. When I started writing the song, I thought, you know, what I need to put in this is American. I'm American. You know, what is an Amera? You know, but who we are in the Americas, and that is North America, South America, focusing upon our particular continent, we are a can-do people. And I think that's why I kind of like the word, I'm proud to be American, because I like what this nation does for itself. I like how it focuses on things that are important. And sometimes we get wrapped up in our own personal lives, but it's the American dream we're all after.
Well, there's no doubt about it, you know, and I think it's probably the most played song that you'll hear, in particular around the 4th of July and at patriotic events. But, you know, you're involved now with a group and an organization that's doing a lot of good work with Products for Good.
You know, I'm always humbled by the military sacrifice, and I'm astounded at people who sometimes step up because their heart's in the right place. It's been 2 or 3 years now that we've been associated with this company, Products for Good. And I'll give you a little bit of history about what it is and how it serves the people. The British forces in Basra, along with the Americans, actually discovered a cache of coins along with the cash that they discovered in the banks. And as they were dissimulating the cash and giving it to the countries where it belonged, they didn't know exactly what to do with the coins. And there was a British coin dealer, oddly enough, that recognized that these coins, 70,000 pounds, 7 million coins, were sitting in a bank and being just destroyed by some of the local people who just threw up the bags and threw them around at each other. They were using as frisbees or whatever. They're a small coin, about the size of a dime, maybe a little bigger, uncirculated and decommissioned by Saddam Hussein during his reign. So they were just sitting there doing nothing, and he thought, although it had no real value, maybe it could serve some useful purpose. And he petitioned his officers, and they went up line and said, you know, if you think you can do something with this, we'll help you get them out of the country. And make a long story short, they sold the coins with the help of both military forces, the British and the Americans. They got them on ISO carriers through Kuwait and sold them to a London's metal company for about 10,000, I think it was, 10 or 15,000. A pittance, really, of money. But they gave it to a sheikh in Basra, and they built an orphanage there for the kids. And there's a lot of children who have lost parents in this terrible, you know, war in Iraq. And they also rebuilt a Commonwealth graveyard for the British, and which had been desecrated by Saddam Hussein as well. So they kind of restored some things and did some good with the coins in that way. In order to get their money, the metals company, upon getting the entire group in London, put them on the open market in Hong Kong. And a company in Chattanooga was in business to actually sell memories. And they said, you know, why don't we just get these and sell them in the United States? And so as they purchased them, before they went into operation for sale, a couple of great Americans out of North Carolina, Michael Crowder and Lane Ostrow, have a company that buys businesses. And they were interested in these coins and how they could serve a better purpose, a higher calling. And they got some of their friends together in North Carolina. They bought the whole bunch of them before they went into the marketplace. And they started making them in shadow boxes in North Carolina, in Shelby, North Carolina. And it's a handicap Americans that do this work, that put these coins in cherry wood boxes. They're just absolutely beautiful in how they're decorated and adorned with pictures of the war on terror and the military and its trials. And so what they decided upon, as they called me into the picture and asked if I would help, you know, bring attention to this project, was before any of the money's paid back, and it was a considerable sum drawn up to purchase all of these coins, there will be no money paid back to anybody until 25% off the top goes to fallen soldier families. And there are two different charities that are involved, and you can look at those on the website if you get a chance. If anybody's listening to this broadcast, it's productsforgood.com, and you can find out the entire story, what I've told you, and also the coins come in three different size boxes. There's a one-coin set, a two-coin set, and a four-coin set. And they're absolutely gorgeous and a memory. And I've had so many emails from people, soldiers, and say, this such honors my soldier for his service. And then, of course, those who are fallen, you know, the families have been given such great help in time of need when in many cases, when they lose the soldier, they have no way of making ends meet, whether it's college for kids or a house or a car payment or whatever. And there's just story after story after story of how they've been helped.
You know, Lee, something that needs to be mentioned here is not only do they get you as a spokesman, but the Proud to Be an American song. I think that's the first time you've ever allowed anybody to use that, correct?
Well, that's true. There was no way I would let a song like that, which has now stood as America's modern-day anthem, be used as a commercial venture. But this is something that has to do with the war on terror. It has to do with the plight of the military, and it honors those people who have made such a tremendous sacrifice. And I touch base with them all the time. We just got back from my 18th DOD tour around the world. We were in Turkey and Germany and Iraq, Kuwait, Udeed, and Korea, Japan. And you know, you get really firsthand opinions from people who see doing something like this as possibly misconstrued, but I've had overwhelming support and people who really want to help. And soldiers helping soldiers, not just citizens. So it's a wonderful project, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And we know anyone who has one of these sets in their home will be proud to display it and know that they've done their part helping these families that have lost someone. And I have to tell you, we have the potential of raising somewhere between $30 and $40 million for these charities, which is an enormous amount of money compared to what normal charities raise. Over and above what the government can do for someone who's been killed, this really is a tremendous help.
Well, when you think about it, you know, all of us at the time we're in war as we are today, you know, we have mixed feelings about being in war, but we never have mixed feelings about the military and what they do and the sacrifices that they give to each and every one of us every day to keep our freedoms.
Well, war is normally a political deal. I mean, you know, we have an agenda, I think, in the United States from the very beginning to free a country. Think of what we did in World War II. How many men we lost on the beaches of France. So this is just another, I think, another step towards freeing Afghanistan and Iraq, making them a democracy and giving them a chance to stand on their own and decide what to do with their natural resources and what to do with their people. I don't know that that can be confused for me. It's not confusing in my mind of why we are fighting this war there. But the war on terror, it's a different war, and they're sort of intertwined and intermingled, and that's why people are so confused about our battle in Iraq and Afghanistan at the same time. This is a worldwide thing, and we have to win this.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We can see what kind of things terror can do and, you know, what organizations that are involved in the terrorist organizations can do. And, you know, we saw that with the World Trade Center and a lot of those other things. But, you know, that's just the big one. But there's been lots of other ones throughout the years that we have to be involved in. A lot of people, I think, maybe as you say, don't understand it, but I think you're right. We have to do the things we're doing.
In a war, people try to, no matter how they go about it, they're trying to weasel and wiggle and try to find a way into your inner circle of faith and hope and spirit. And that's why the immigration issue is such a hot one, because the terrorists come across the border from the south. You know, the economy is an issue. The political race is an issue, because they feel less or more pressured by whatever party's in power. So it gets really into the fabric of our community and our society. And I think, much like Vietnam and Korea, we are confused a lot about this war. The only difference is this is an invisible enemy. This doesn't even have a uniform. It doesn't have a face. And we have to take them one by one and find out why they are motivated to kill us. And those that have paid the price, all we do is step up and honor them and honor their families.
At this time of year, you know, with Thanksgiving just passed the last couple of weeks, and then, of course, Christmas coming up, it also brings that sentiment into it. And folks that want to get involved with Products for Good, again, you mentioned the website, productforgood.com, but how else can they get involved, Lee?
Well, certainly through my website. You know, we have one at LeeGreenwood.com, and we can jump a link over, or hyperlink over to the Products for Good. You can tell other people about this, you know, and I'm sure in hospitals across America where there are soldiers or guys that, you know, if you know a family that is a military guy or girl and they have had a death, or they've had a dismemberment, or in some way they're handicapped, get a hold of us and see how we through our charities, how we can help that person.
Well, no doubt about it, a true patriot. You can tell by your music. You can tell by your attitude. And I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays to you, Lee. I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.